Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now, at 53 past the hour, time for puppy love. Warren Eckstein is in charge of puppy love, or cow love, any kind of love, animal love. He's the animal that you have's best friend for lots of different reasons, comes up with expert advice. You can hear that every day on this program. Also has interesting conversation about the nuance of taking care of your pet, what special stories there are. I love Warren and his approach. You can also hear him on the Pet Insider, which is a podcast. One podcast. Go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and Kisses, by the way, is Warren's mineral and vitamin supplement source. He has a line for dogs and a line for cats. Hugs and Kisses. So you can check it out at HugsAndKisses.com. In a moment, we find out about a law that's about to be passed in Massachusetts that's right up your alley, so to speak, Warren. That's next here on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
55 and change after the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. The Massachusetts Senate has passed legislation to improve areas of law dealing with the sale and treatment of dogs and cats. Warren ensures that puppies and kittens are bred and sold in safe and healthy environments. There's something called the Puppy Lemon Law. Ever hear about the Puppy Lemon Law?
I believe New Jersey had a puppy lemon law years ago where if the puppy was purchased from a pet store and for whatever reason there was, you know, the vet said it was a problem, you had the opportunity of returning. But it's a great law, and I'm really, really glad that they have it. I just wish people wouldn't be breeding so much. But here's my problem with it. You purchase a dog at a pet store, which you should never do, by the way, but you purchase a dog at a pet store, you bring it home, after an hour and a half, Doug, you're in love. This dog loves you, you love this dog. What are the chances of you bringing this dog back?
Not much.
All right. So in other words, that's always kind of been my problem with the lemon law aspect. What I really prefer is what's going on around the country now, where rather than selling puppies and kittens at pet stores, they're taking puppies and kittens from the humane societies and shelters to the pet stores and having them adopted there. And the stores are still making money because when people go to adopt the pet there, they pay a little fee, but they're also buying supplies for the dog or cat. So I think that's the better approach.
Yeah, that's great. So Massachusetts will be having, the East Coast cities have this puppy lemon law, which gives your owner an option. If you unknowingly purchase a sick pet, it used to be that, and that's why they passed the law, that the stores would tell you to go pound sand. Now they have to take, it's like a car dealership. You got to buy a bad car, you give it back to them.
Yeah, but what happens to the dog?
Put them asleep,
that's exactly
probably.
My point. You think they're going to put the money? It's kind of like they forget the fact that we're dealing with something that's not a car. It's not a type. Listen to me, not a typewriter or a computer. But the bottom line is, what happens to the dog is exactly right. If the dog, let's say, has some type of situation where it needs some medical care, and he's probably not going to get that medical care. They're probably just going to sell that dog to somebody else, to someone else, to someone else. So the bottom line is you should sue them and try to get some money if the dog needs veterinary care. But the bottom line is who's going to return the dog back to a pet store knowing that the dog is not going to survive?
I see a magazine called Feline that looks to this. The cover has you holding up a white cat and a bunch of cats all around, no dogs. It looks like a ranch someplace.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was a picture taken at an organization called Delta Rescue. Delta is one of the largest sanctuaries in the country. They're based in Acton, California, and they have about 400 or 500 cats in a sanctuary and over 1,200 dogs. And I think that picture was taken there. It's like a little bridge.
Yeah,
that's one of the outdoor areas where these cats hang out, and they live this amazing life for the rest. If they're not adopted, this is a sanctuary. So these cats and these dogs that were rescued from the streets and then from the deserts, they spend their entire life at this sanctuary, and just an incredible place.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you did a podcast. Check out his podcast, Warren's podcast, The Pet Insider Podcast 1.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.